And again, we are we are on page 38, Siman Yud Aleph, Sif Beis. Now, we started this yesterday, but just as I always say, to get a running start, the Machaber says, Tavan Nachri. If a non-Jew did the tefillah, remember spinning, right? We talk about combing out the wool. Let's say if it's wool, combing out the wool to make it strands, and then you have to twist it. I don't want to say twist. You have to spin it, let's put it that way. Turn around. So we said that requires intent for the mitzvah of tzitzis, that you're making these threads, these strands, for the sake of the mitzvah tzitzis. So we talked about, let's say if a woman was doing it, so I instruct her or stand, so on and so forth, but let's say a non-Jew is the person in your town who makes those type of things. And again, like I said, we're a little jaundiced, but that could be what was, you know, the situation. Yisrael omen al gavav, and a Yisrael is like standing on top of him, supervising, the omer, and he says, Shiyaseh lishman, that you should make, that he should, the non-Jew, should make it for the purpose of tzitzis. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings up, I'm sure what you're all wondering, I have to be mashgiach, I have to stand there, like how long do I have to stand there? So again, if it's a short time, it's one thing, but it could take a while. So the Mishnah Berurah tests, brings down, cites his bir halacha, that this is all talking about if it's a short time. Aval imat tefillah nimshachus man harbe, but let's say this spinning will take a long time. Az nira dafilu arush lo mahani b'mashalimed over kachom b'tefila a tefila she'asal ishma. And even according to the Rush, it says, as we'll see, that you can infuse the non-Jew with the intent of lishma, but that's only if it's a short time. If it's a long time, so the fact that you told the goy at the beginning, you know, do it for the sake of the commandment, that doesn't help. V'chol shekein im hifzik b'tviyah v'achkach l'zman achar hitker laksor l'litva v'vanei kolei ama modim na'adayte d'nav she'aved pasol. And certainly if, let's say, the non-Jew who's spinning took a break. So in other words, he started spinning at 5 o'clock. And I said, you know, make sure you do it for the purpose of tzitzis. So again, as we saw yesterday, and we'll see today, so according to the Rambam, that's no good, but according to the Rush, it is good. That's only if I stay there and watch. But let's say it takes a while. I don't want to stand there all day. So then, Mishnah Berurah says, so then everyone agrees, even the Rush says that would not be good. And certainly, let's say, if he started spinning and then he took a break, I left, and then he continued spinning. So then for sure, he's doing it on his own accord. And that would be not good. That would be no good. Let's finish the Machaber. So again, if a Jew standing over this, so as we said, La Rambam Pasul La Rosh Kasher. So even though a Jew standing above him and supervising and telling that Jew, you know, have in mind that's for our commandment, according to the Rambam, it's still no good. And according to the Rosh, it's okay. So this is something that we saw yesterday. So the idea is, the Mishnah Berurah explains, that according to the Rambam, as we have this phrase often, adaita denafshe ovid, have this b'shabbos in a positive way. He's doing it on his own. He's doing it his own way, for his own accord, and he's not listening to the fact that, or he doesn't really take in the fact that the Jew told him to do it in this way, to do it lishma, for the sake of the mitzvah. So the Rambam says it's okay. It's no good. But according to the Rush, if I supervise, so then it would be kosher. The Mishnah Berurah says, let's say it's a pressing situation. You don't have a Jew who spins. So Mishnah Berurah says, Yesh l'smoch hazeh. So then you could rely upon the Rush and use those strands, those threads, for tzitzis. Again, but it has to be that a Jew was standing there supervising and telling him, you know, don't forget, do it for the sake of the mitzvah of tzitzis, to spin it for the sake of the mitzvah of tzitzis. But then he goes on, the Chofetz Chaim goes on and says that really this is not the best to rely upon the Rush, because the Gra says that Tosus and the Mordechai agreed to the Rambam that a Jew standing by a non-Jew and, so to speak, infusing him with intent does not work. And that's why in the Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim says in the Bir Halacha, v'lechachil yesh lahachmir shlo la'asos al yidei akum, that you preferably should not do this, have a non-Jew doing the spinning. And by the way, in the Bir Halacha, goes on to another case. Let's say you have a kid, a katan, or a shote, or a cheresh, deaf mute, doing this. So what's the halacha? Could you do the same thing? But again, this should, as I say often, should make us thank Hashem for the times we live in, right? We have tzitzis made in a beautiful way, as we'll talk about, and the most not only beautiful, but also in halacha, as we'll see. One thing we saw already a couple of days ago, menupatz lishma, so that they're combed, the wool is combed, even a prior step, for the sake of tzitzis. So again, it should make us thank Hashem for the times that we live in. Now the Ramah back upstairs, the Ramah says, V'nogim shiseyah Yisrael me'at. So the Ramah says the custom is that a Jew should assist a little bit in the spinning with the non-Jews doing the spinning, but a Jew should help a little. Shiseyah Yisrael me'at. Kid Yisrael l'kamam v'simul lama beis. Siv tes, over Yoradeh, next page. Simon Reish Ayin Aleph, Gavit Tefillin Sefer Torah. And we see this halacha, the Rama says, by Sefer Torah and Tefillin. In other words, as I mentioned before, by the parchment of Sefer Torah and Tefillin, they have to be cured, processed, for the sake of Tefillin or Sefer Torah. So we see the same thing. And again, it was a rough job. I think it was very dirty and, you know, it wasn't so. So again, could a Jew just supervise? So again, over there it says that the best thing is if a Jew should assist a little. Mishnah Berurah points out, but bedieved, it's good, even if a Jew didn't help at all, like we said before, like the Rush. As long as the Jew is, again, standing there and teaching the guy, so to speak, the non-Jew, that he should do it for the intent of tzitzis. Okay. Now let's go a little further. So at the end of base, again, we're on the top of page 39. The Mechaber says, "V'tzrichim shezira shus shezurin lishman." And we have to have it that the strings, the strands, the threads of the tzitzis should be shizurin, shizira lishma. Also the shizira should be done with the intent that this is going to be used for tzitzis. So what is shizira? So you know, I hope, that every string of tzitzis, right, you take your string of tzitzis, you could see it's twisted, it's interwoven, it's twisted. Meaning that each one of these strings is made up of a few strings, a few smaller strings, so let's call them threads, and they intertwine them. They, again, I don't want to say spin because we talked about spinning before. They twist them together, they intertwine them together, so they become one string. Now again, they could be pretty thin, like mine are pretty thin. Now you know sometimes they make very thick tzitzis. That's a style now. And they can make very, very thin tzitzis. But again, each one of these strings, even though this string is very thin, but it's made up of a bunch of other strings. Now we're going to talk about we're going to talk about that. What do they do? Now again, we're going to see later. Such a thing as kafel shmona. That each string. Now again, each one of these little strings is made up of eight threads and twisted together. Again, we're talking about later, hope maybe even today, what happens when they start unraveling. You probably notice that sometimes tzitzis, they start from the top or the bottom, depending on it, from the end, they start unraveling, right? So again, then you could really see the different strands or threads or, again, it starts unraveling. So we'll talk about that. But again, let's go back to the point. The point is, again, what we've seen is, you know, obviously we have different steps in making wool. First of all, you got to get a sheep. You got to make sure the sheep have wool. Unless you don't have nothing to talk about. Then you have to shear the sheep, obviously, which is, something that's a trick somebody told me to do. There's a way to do it, obviously, to make it efficient and try to take off the shearings efficiently. And again, now they have electric, electric razor, imagine cutting it with it. So it was kind of hard. But again, now it's a lot quicker. And again, they get a lot more wool because they could cut it a lot closer to the skin. But, and then it doesn't hurt the animal as far as I know. But again, then what do you do? So then you take the wool, you have to wash it, as we talked about, right there. And then you have to comb it, card it, right? So we talked about that. They take, there's different ways to do it, but I've been told the best way to do it is you have two, like, metal combs, brushes, and you put the wool in between and you brush it, and it lengthens it and straightens it out. So that's what we talked about before. That's knee puts. Then the next thing is, okay, I got these long pieces of wool or strands of wool, but there's pieces of wool, there's strands of wool. So then I take it and I spin it. Now I got a little very small, thin thread. Okay? So again, from tviya, the halakha the Mishnah Berurah brings down, from tviya, from that spinning and on, the mitviya the elech hu hakol bichol asiya. So from tviya and on, again, not the shearing and not the knee puts, even though we're machmir by the knee puts by the carding, the combing, but still everyone agrees that from that first spinning and on, that's part of asiya. That's part of making the tzitzis. Vasulahem tzitzis. And therefore, from that step on, if from tviya and on, you need to have intent. The person who's doing it has to have intent that these strings will ultimately be used for tzitzis, therefore the mitzvah tzitzis. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah in Tezvav says, the Magen Avraham says, even b'di'eved, right, we know there's a chakir b'di'eved, but even b'di'eved, we need that this shizurin has to be lishma, right? It brings down some more lenient, but again, it should be lishma. Right, again, finally brings down from the Bir Halacha that if the Shazira, this bigger twisting, was just done, you know, without any time, it was done stam, so then you could be lenient, since the step before, the Tviya, was done Lishma. It's interesting because the Marsham brings from the Prima Gaon that if, let's say, like we just said, the twisting, the Shazira, was not done Lishma, so then you could be lenient, but the Malbim in the Arz HaChaim says it's puzzle that if the intertwining, the strands together to make a thicker, stronger thread, string, I should say. The threads, when they were intertwined together to make a stronger, to make a thread, was not done lishma. So the Arz HaChaim, the Malbim says that's puzzle even bediyeved. And again, that's what the Bir Halacha brings it down. Now again, the Bir Halacha over here brings down the idea I mentioned before, D'yesh omrin shem d'mitzvah mi'amukhar tov shiya kol chud kofol shmona. That lechachila, mitzvah mi'amukhar, the mitzvah on its highest level, is that each string should have eight little strings, threads in it. And again, take the eight threads and you just twist it together, and that makes the thread. Now again, that's a mitzvah min ha-mokhar. If it was made from less, that would be okay. Now again, but now you get an idea. Sometimes you buy tzitzis or buy the strings for the tzitzis, and it has a whole dvar Torah on it, right? It might say, now you understand it, menupas lishma. Might say that, so now you understand what that means. That even back at the combing, at the carding level, whoever did it for the sake of the mitzvah tzitzis. Then it might also say, kafel shmona. That means each one of your strings that you have, right? Each one of these strings is made up of eight little threads. And they're twisted, they're shazur, and they're shazur lishma, right? And they're twisted together. First of all, there's eight, and they're twisted together. And then again, it might say on the package that contains your tzitzis, the strings, it might say meniputz ve'elach asil lishma, right? From the niputz and on, it was done. So therefore, the tviya and the shizira, all that was done from then on for lishma, they might write that. They might write avodas yad, that's handmade. It's not, you know, it's just a separate issue. But again, that gets into the lishma. In other words, if you do it by hand, right? So obviously, there's a lishma. But let's say if you have a machine twist everything, and intertwist everything. So, is there a lishma? So, you know, this is the old question that we have by matzahs, right? When they made machine matzahs originally. So, can a machine have kavana of, you know, it has to be done, shem mitzvah's matzah, right? Matzah's mitzvah. So, so that's a whole discussion, right? It's the guy who pushes the button, turns it on, has a mind for a mitzvah of matzah. So the same thing here. The guy who pushes the button that starts the machine to twist everything. Is that lishma? It doesn't work. Okay, but leave it as it is. So now you begin to understand when you buy tzitzis, the whole Dvar Torah that they say, right? Kafel shmona, menufas lishma, we'll see. And of course now, in other words, was it all these steps done by hand? Was it done by a machine? Again, the issue is the halacha we just learned about different parts of the making of the strings has to be done lishma. There has to be an intent for a mitzvah. So again, could a machine have intent? I don't know. Right, they... might be a sci-fi thing, you know, we have machines that take over the world, you know, like, but leaving that aside, artificial intelligence. Okay, let's go on to Gimel, the idea I mentioned before. Im nisparku mishizi rasan. Let's say they separated from their twist. In other words, again, you can imagine each one, as I said before, each one of your tzitzis, you know, let's say on your talus katan, so they might be pretty thin, right? Each string is pretty thin, but each one is made up of 8 threads, and it's twisted tightly together. And again, we could twist them pretty, with machines, pretty tightly together, right? But I remember, and maybe you've even seen it, that they start to unravel, right? At the end, they start to unravel. So that's exactly what the Machaber is talking about. V'nasu shishasar, and therefore, you have 16 threads, right? Because each string is 8, and they unravel. So, right, it looks kind of interesting. Ksherim. So then it's still, the tzitz is, each one of the string is, the tzitzes are still kosher. Vushi yishtar b'shizor k'dei aniva. As long as there's enough to make a tie that is still twisted. In other words, it really unraveled a lot, but still, as long as there's enough to tie, so then that would be okay. The Ramah says something interesting, and maybe you've seen this. L'chachila tov l'kshar achutim milmata. The best thing is to tie each string at the end, make a little knot at the end, right? Milmata means, again, at the bottom, right? Because then the part that hangs down. So it's the bottom, it's the end of the string, to make a little knot, lamata, right? So you make a little knot at the end. What will that do? That will prevent it from separating, right? From unraveling, if you make a little knot. So again, I think that shows how far we've come with this. Because again, that's what the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that some say just the opposite. It's better not to make a knot, because then it looks like you have more knots, right? And so therefore, he says, v'nachon l'hachmir imhem shizurim yofeh, do shkiach shizparku. That it's best not to make a knot at the end of the tzitzis, if they're made well, if they're spun, tied into, intertwined well, that it's pretty sure they're not gonna separate. So I've noticed a difference. I remember years ago when I was in yeshiva. So sometimes the tzitzis would unravel, like one. So I used to make a knot at the end, but now I think it's just an advancement that they make a much tighter. And again, this is a positive thing. They make them a lot tighter, so that that they don't unravel. So again, the Mishnah Berurah is saying, then, so therefore, in that case, if they're that type of tzitzis that are quality made, I'm not saying in previous generations they weren't quality made, but if they're really made well, that it's unlikely, so you shouldn't tie them, make a little knot at the end. Again, what I was talking about is, I remember one or two of my strings started unraveling, so I made a little knot because they started unraveling. But right now, I don't have any knots at the end of my strings, at the end of my chutim or tzitzis, because Baruch Hashem, they stay together. So there's no need to do so. Okay, Meretz Hashem, we'll continue this, yes, tomorrow. Mincha is in 10 minutes. Yashkoch Rabosai.